Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. And what up? Welcome to another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to the Block Church. Now, if you are someone who is following and listening, and this is your first time with us, I say welcome. If this is your first time at PKN, I say welcome. If this is your first time ever coming apart across the broadcast of any sort of thing or hearing the first time a misunderstood Adrian or anything, I just say welcome. If you are anywhere close by the phone and you can get on it and you'd like to join me live, come on in. 319-527-6091 is that number. And if you press 1, it will let you in. Well, it won't let you in. It will give me the symbol. I will be able to bring you in. You'll hear a beep, and then it will be your turn to speak. How does this all work? Now, if you are live with me, it seems like there's an issue with the live stream, so it might not be coming through. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to listen, because the one thing that I do know is that if you can hear me, then you should be able to see me and see what it is that we're saying and see how it is that should be going on for our next. Why do I say that? It's important because sometimes you need to be able to see what it is that you're believing. You need to be able to see what it is that you're going to walk into. You need to be able to see how it's really going to work for you, the way that it's going to work for you. The thing about seeing it is that if you can see it, then you can then go and achieve it. You can then say to yourself, I know this is what I need. I know this is what I want. So tonight, I encourage you to come on in, take a seat. Invite some friends before you get real comfy, because you don't want to take this fun ride by yourself. You need friends. You want to be able to connect with the people that you love, because you can't do this by yourself. So tonight the topic really is, don't sleep on that ass, okay? And why did I say it like that? There was so many reasons why. But the truth of the matter is, people are walking around every day, and we're not understanding their purpose. We're not understanding their power. We're not understanding why God made them. It's not up to us. What is up to us to do is to exist in the mere fact that we are all doing this together. And that is what we need to do. So for tonight, I need you to think about all of the different situations that you've seen, all of the different issues that have come up, and you just didn't understand what was going on. I was blessed with an opportunity to sit under a word today by a pastor that has been around and been pastoring for over 37 years. Now, anyone that gets an opportunity to minister to anyone for 37 years has got to have a story or two about a life or two that he has touched or that he has changed or what God has done, immaculate, great, just immeasurable things in people's lives. And he, as the pastor, has been able to touch those people, feel those people, talk to those people, walk with those people, minister to those people, and yet even still, he might find a day where he needs to have an encouraging word said to him, or he might have to understand why he feels the way he feels or why he's going through the way he's going through. So tonight, the question really truly is, who is it that you're sleeping on? And how is it that we can actually focus in on maybe how is that person supposed to manifest something great in your life? 319-527-6091 is the number to join in. And I want you to think of this word tonight and let it really resonate with you. The word was swag. He said, if you know what I know, you would have a swag about you. So now, tonight, what I want to know is, do you have a swag about you? And if you do, where does it come from? Who gives it to you? How do you get it? And what is it? Now, I know someone out there is trying to figure out, swag, wait a minute. She said, don't sleep on the ass. Swag, how does this all make sense? Well, rest with me for a little as we explore what it looks like to have swag. Someone with an amazing God will walk with some swag. The way they do what they do will give them swag. Why? Because you are looking at someone with an amazing God. Now, I don't know about you, but it's some people that I have come across in my day where you can't really put a word on them most times, but there is something about them that makes you just smile or makes you just rock with them or makes you roll with whatever they're saying. And it turns out that it's a swag that they have. Someone with an amazing God. Do you know? Do you know someone that you would be considered someone that says, you know what, they walk around here like they just know it. They is everything and some. That's swag. They can come into a room and realize that when they walk into the room, things shift. Things shift towards them, not in a bad way, but things shift to the matter of the fact that whatever's about to happen, it's going to happen with grace. It's going to happen with ease. It's going to happen because God said, go on in that building and walk on in. So tonight, someone with an amazing God had a word, and I wanted to bring it to you. Because who else better to know what it is to look like or what it is to be misunderstood or what it is to not understand how things are happening the way that they're happening, but still have to keep going, still have to look like this is what I'm doing, still have to say, I don't know what to do, but I know that the amazing God that I serve, he's got more for me. He's got something prepared for me that I don't know how to do. So what we do is we find a rest in that. We find assurance in the fact that because of the fact that I can walk with my swag, says that God is still going to be in the blessing business. I'm telling you, when you realize that you have an amazing God, he does far more than anyone could ever think or ask. And the blessing of it is he does it when we don't deserve it. That makes it even specialer. Someone said something earlier today and said, what if God gave you, or no, what if God blessed us according to how we treated God? I'm just repeating the question, okay? Someone asked that question. What if God actually ratchets out his blessings and he said, okay, well, I'm going to bless you, but she really was late yesterday, wasn't she? Like, and she just really act like she just really didn't want to be here. Or, you know, or, well, I know what he always says, but he always shows up when he feels like it. Or, you know, what if God literally did what we do to people? You know, somebody asking you for change. You know everything about this person and what they should do or what they need to be doing with your money. You know what I mean? As opposed to just giving the person the 50 cents. That's going to just collect in the bottom of your pocketbook and weigh your head and weigh it down. We don't think about the way that people are strategically set in our world. But a lot of us make these opinions and these assumptions about things and issues that are happening, and we don't really understand. We're looking at someone with an amazing God. And when they tap into how amazing God literally is, that's when you see. That's when they see that swag has everything to do with me. And when you realize that that's what's giving you your power, that's what's giving you the ability to walk into a situation and speak life into it, or walk into a room and actually feel where the energies are coming from, and then you speak on it because of the fact that God, your swag allows it to happen. Someone with an amazing God has just stepped into this building. But what I realized is as I'm maturing into my swag, into how I show up, I'm noticing that sometimes we are not right for the job. Sometimes when we show up, but we're not in the right mindset or frame of mind or reference even sometimes. So we lose what it is that we are doing in the moment, and really we look like asses. We look like people that are just running around with no aim, no idea of what it is, and no focus, no goal. And sometimes we find ourselves caught in that. And if you get caught in that, you can learn and turn around and realize that you've done nothing for years because everything that you thought that you were doing was actually going against that amazing God that you have. If you know a person that has lost their direction, that has lost their way, that has lost their will, and has lost their fight, I invite you tonight to invite them to this call. If there was a way that you could see my face, close your eyes so you can see it and see how sincere I am in saying that I need you to reach out to them. The person that looks like they don't have the direction, the person that looks like there's something else wrong, pull them back, because that's someone with an amazing God, and they might not know it. And we sometimes need to be reminded. So if you are a person that is connected to someone who is lost, who doesn't know, I encourage you to bring them in so we can just talk about, we can't sleep on this ass. Now, the reason why it was so big is because literally when you listen to people talk, you might first run off and say, no, they have no idea what they're saying. Or you might look at a person and say, no, I'm not going to hear a word that person is saying. Or you might see what the person is doing. Now, when you start seeing what people do, you understand that maybe you can make a decision because you see that that's the way they went and they fell and they hit the head. You don't want to fall. You don't want to hit your head. So then you make the decision to not do that. That's okay. But if there's a person out there that's listening tonight that really doesn't know what to do, that doesn't even understand why they're doing what they're doing or why they're not moving at all, I need to let you know that you are a person that got swag, someone with an amazing God, but you can't sleep on the ass. Yes. Someone just said, what? Don't sleep on the ass. Yes, that thing, that very thing, that one thing. Do you know that before I realized what it was I was supposed to be doing, I probably was out here doing a whole bunch of nothing. And in all of that nothing, I was getting something. But then the question is, what was the something that I was getting? And is the something that I was getting worth anything? And is the something that I was getting going to help me later on in life? And we don't ever see that at the moment when you're going through it. You know, that's what life's about. You live life to live life, but then you got to go back. Like, you got to turn around and look back and see how life is set up. When you turn around and see how life is set up, then you realize, oh, my goodness, so wait. Y'all do remember the donkey that was tied on the fence? That's the first ass that I'm going to tell you don't sleep on. Because that ass was sitting in the front of the city. So that meant that everybody that was in the city knows the ass. Because you can't get past the ass without getting, you can't get past the city gate without seeing the ass tied on the gate. Understand, so when you are not where you need to be, when you are not mature in who you are supposed to be and what God is really calling you and positioning you to do, you appear to look out of character. You appear to look like you are the donkey, the wild ass. You are the one not being who you need to be. You are the one out of character. Now, I know that the other day I was in a spiritual boot camp, and we've been talking about the representative. Do you know how many people have representatives that represent them as the ass just so that they can be disregarded in another life? There are so many people that are that resonate with the ass. Then I said, wow, wait a minute. Hold up, y'all. Whoa. Guess what, D-Block? We can't sleep on the ass. Because if you look at what's really going on, there's a message in it. If it's you and you're in that moment in your life and you're wild and you're crazy and you are, excuse me, caught up and doing whatever, the blessing of it is you are learning. They are lessons being taught to you. There are things that you are learning, and in you learning and formulating and seeing what it is that you are doing, you're going to turn around and be somebody different in years to come. And those people that slept on you in a manner of not knowing who you were or what you were doing didn't realize that there was a word coming out of you. There was a reason why you were doing the things that you were doing. There was a setup in it to the point where a lot of times we really don't know what it is that God is doing. But we can honestly say that as long as you keep walking, as long as you keep living, you will start to see the understandings of why things exist, why people exist, why it shows up the way that it does. So if you are out there tonight and you know I don't want to say you know an ass, because we're not going to call the donkeys out. We're not going to shout the donkeys out, because that's not the purpose. The purpose of this is so that we understand that even a donkey gets this blessing. Even the donkey. So you and all your swag, someone with an amazing God. When's the last time you thought about how you show up, why you show up? Is there a way that you show up that makes people pay attention to you, or vice versa? Is there a way that you show up that make people disregard you? I'm reminded of a story in the Bible. And now the story in the Bible is a story like no other, because there's so many times that people have ideas of something that is going on in their mind, but it may not truly be so. Or like, you know how you got people that you just know they have more money than you. They know, you know, they drive a better car than you. And you have all the ideas of what they say about you and the fact that you are trying to do the same kind of business that they have. You automatically know there's no way in the world that the two of you can be in competition together, because you just don't stand a chance with them. So in your mind, you've already decided, I got to get rid of them. I got to figure out a way that I can make it so that I'm on the top. I'm the only one there, and that way I don't have to worry about it. Well, there was a story in the Bible about a man who was, they were in a town, but the people next to the town had the same, I guess, the same, no, they were better, superior, as he would say in his eyes. So he was asking for someone to go and get rid of them, like get rid of them, get rid of my competition. If you can get rid of my competition, then I'll be okay, and I know that whatever it is that I'm supposed to be doing, I'll be able to do. Well, make a long story short, it didn't really work out that way, because the people that he went to go ask to go get, go and handle these other folks, well, they were God-fearing people, so they had to, you know, go to God and say, well, if God says that that's what we can do, then that's what we will do. Because really, we on God's team. We out here with you, bro, but we on God's team. And when they came back from what God said, no, tell him to go ahead about his business. He don't need that. Don't you know how many of us know that we deal with stuff that we really don't even need to be dealing with? It's like we could have walked around the corner and crossed the street and forgot all about what was happening on that corner across the street. And we can't even keep walking because we're still caught up in what's going on at the corner across the street. But yet, like you said, we've already walked two blocks. So really, we should not be where we are two blocks ago. We should be moving forward into it. But there's so many people that get caught up in the fact that I can't move because I know that they're there. So let's get rid of them. Let's do something else. So now my focus switches to not only what I need to be doing, but my focus switches is on more of what they're doing and how good they're doing it and how we can get rid of them. Well, if it hasn't said, oh, well, oh, she's talking about Balaam. I'm going to tell you, I'm talking about Balaam. If you are familiar, you know that as Balaam was so serious about getting rid of his so-called enemy, God had already orchestrated it that they weren't the problem. And as long as we think that there's a problem, we will be walking around here doing things that have no business in our even existence. Not no business even thinking of doing, like we do things because things don't work out now because we're mad or we're upset because we're thinking that we're under attack, basically, but you're under attack in your mind because you believe that something is happening that's not really happening. So as Balaam is thinking that he's got to get rid of these people because at the end of the day, they're better than him, God has already said, I'm not really even sure why he's tripping, but I got him. He's all right. But Balaam was persistent. See, one thing I do know about God is that if we are persistent about wanting something, unfortunately, the only thing he can do is give it to us. Because if you're really going to go that far out of your way to do whatever it is that you believe that you need to do after everything has stopped you from everything, I mean, I'm talking about everything. This would be like you went through the snowstorm. You know, you went through the snowstorm, your battery died 3 times, you ran out of gas, and you kept going, you still moving. Like this persistent of, I'm just going to do it because I'm headstrong in it. God is going to move out the way and let you go ahead and run head first into that plane, that wall. Please, Jesus, let them hurry up and hit the wall. That way they can stop. I don't know who that was for, but I want you to stop before you hit the wall. But if you are so persistent in the fact that whatever God is telling you no, you are still saying yes, he's going to let you hit the wall. The easiest way I can say that is I remember a guy, he used to party real hard, and then every so often he would come back to church to get saved. And every time he would come back to his church, he would say the same thing about he messed up, he needed to do it different, but God opened his eyes and he was going to give him another chance. And I mean, it got so consistent to the point where even the kids realized, like, when he came, he was coming back to do another come down the aisle and come clean and confess your sins one more time. So every time he did it, he decided that he kept saying to the people in the church that I know that what I need to do is I need to just be lighter than what I need to be. But every time I'm around, the people are focused in on what I'm doing. So the people are saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but in the midst of it happening, it'll all work out. When Balaam realizes that he is gung-ho on doing what he needs to do, he gets on top of his donkey and he says, you know what, let's go. So he heads off and he makes his way to go handle these people and himself. And God sends an angel. But Balaam doesn't see the angel. The donkey sees the angel. So the donkey veers off into the first time he veers off into the grass because he's trying to do anything and everything to keep Balaam from getting to where he needs to get because the angel is already saying, this is not the way for you to go. But yet, like I said, when we live the lives that we want to live, we live them and we disregard messages. We disregard signs. We disregard these things that are really strategically placed in front of us so that we don't continuously go the same way. But like I said, if you are big on what you want to do, if you are gung-ho in the fact that this is what I want and this is how I'm feeling, God is going to move out the way. God is going to let you go ahead and do what you do. So now, as Balaam is beating the donkey because she steered off the way, the donkey now is like, oh my God. So, of course, he gets back on the donkey and they keep moving. But the angel is as persistent as you are, because at the end of the day, God is here for you, so that if you know what you want, he's right there in the midst of you about to grab it. But if you don't know what you want, trust me, he's watching you too. But like I said, if you're going to be silly and you're going to be pig-headed and you ain't going to listen, he's going to do what he needs to do, how he needs to do it. So, what does he do? He steps in front of the donkey again. And the donkey actually, like, runs Balaam into a wall. So it actually, like, hurts his leg. So now he's really upset. So now he beats the donkey again. So he beats the donkey again because he's trying to get to the place where he knows that he needs to get, because the thing that he's trying to get to is the thing that he's scared of. But God has already said that that thing is not even to be a bother, but yet because he can't get it out of his head, he done beat the donkey again because he is so serious about getting to where he needs to get. I know somebody out there is understanding what I'm saying about beating this donkey, because at the end of the day, if nothing is working out, you're going to beat something. If for nothing else, it's going to make you feel better. So as Balaam just climbs back up on the donkey again, now, I guess, I don't know how many chances you believe that you should get, but I believe that one too many chances is all you need to be done. So then the question is, who is out here taking chances, and how much willing are you, like, how willing are you to really take your chance? Is this really a chance that you're willing to take, or do you really want to give it up? So Balaam is not giving up. So he gets on this donkey one more time. Now the spirit of the angel of the Lord is now standing right in front of the donkey. So the donkey don't do anything but lay down. The donkey like, no, I can't do it. I'm just done. So now Balaam beats this donkey one more time. So he done beat the donkey three times. In the mirror of when we get frustrated and we need to get what we need to get because we think we know what it is that we're supposed to be knowing and nothing is really working out the way that we wanted to, but we forgot that God is actually in control and we actually supposed to be listening and taking heed. And if he was taking heed, he wouldn't even have been on the trip because the other man told him to go to sleep and don't worry about what he was worried about because it wasn't even a thing to be worried about. But yet, he's still persistent, so he beats his donkey. Well, this time, God opens the donkey's mouth. And the donkey turns around and asks, why are you beating me? Have I ever led you astray? I mean, y'all know I'm paraphrasing, because this is D Block Church. We're not in the Bible. We just talk about the Bible, and y'all know that we was in it. Kathy's on the line, though, so if anything is not right about the story, then she can go on and give you the finessing of the finessing. But what I'm saying is the donkey turned around and said, damn, dog, why are you beating me? I think I've been riding with you, or you've been riding on me for a minute. And everywhere you needed to go, I've been taking you. I ain't never gave you a problem, have I? Like, not to mention that he's talking to a donkey. How many of us know that when we get in the midst of where we are, that's when we realize that life has happened, because you start talking to anything that you believe is talking to you. And if the donkey is talking, this is why I'm telling you tonight, don't disregard the ass. You cannot. Because in that moment, that donkey spoke to him. And he was actually speaking back to the donkey, and he was saying to himself, well, he wasn't saying it to himself. He was saying to the donkey, I need you to move because we need to go to these people because these people are in my way. These people are going to be the problem for me. That's going to be my issue. Something's going to happen, and I'm going to need to be able to handle it. So I need you to be where you need to be. I need to be on point so I can get where I need to get. Well, the donkey turned around and said, don't you see the angel? And in that moment, that's when God opened Balaam's eyes. And when he opened his eyes and saw that the angel of the Lord was right there with a drawn arrow so that he could kill him, and that donkey was saving his life. I'm telling y'all, man, don't disregard the ass. There's a message in that ass. If God allows that ass to speak, what's going to come out of that ass's mouth is going to be the most profound thing that you need. So the question really, truly is, how many of us are sleeping on the ass? Yes, now I need you to think about that one person, because that one person that you thought about is the person that you need to go back and say, you know what, tomorrow I have to say I'm sorry. They will say, well, what you saying sorry for? Don't tell them. Don't tell them you thought that they was the ass. And when they were talking about the ass, they referenced them, and that was the first face I saw, and I apologize. But just say I'm sorry. Because really what's going on is you might be sleeping on them. They might be a part of your neck. They might be the place. They might be the partner that you're looking for to get you from where you are now to where you'll be for the next 10, 20 years. How many people are out here looking at what they have and don't want it? Sometimes you need the ass to speak up, to say, don't you see that spirit? Don't you see that the arrow is pointed directly at you? And if we continue to move, I'm really not trying to die. The blessing of it was that the angel did say, if he keep moving, I'm going to kill him and not you. That's a real good one. But I don't want you to be the person that is so gung-ho and dumbstruck on what it is that you believe that you need, or because someone is doing better than you, or someone is they have more than you, and you are intimidated because they have more than you. I hate to tell you, half the time you know that most people that you think are talking about you are not thinking about you. That's just how that works. Those people that think that you think that they are really, really talking about you, well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's keep it all the way real, because some of them people are talking about you. Some of them people are talking about you, and they got good rights to talk about you because you might be doing something that might not be the greatest. But understand that that could be you in your ass moment. Let me speak to that spirit right there. If this is where you are in your life, sleep on yourself. Try to figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing in it so that it can benefit somebody else. To think about the fact that you might be the ass, you might be the wild ass now, but somebody's going to ride you. And I'm saying that because Balaam is riding his donkey, but y'all do know who else rode the donkey. I already told y'all, that wild ass was tied up on the fence. When Jesus sent his two disciples and said, go get the wild ass that's tied up on the fence that has no owner, that was another ass that people had slept on. Don't sleep on the ass. Because trust me when I tell you, when you see that ass again and that ass is carrying glory, then you'll understand where that swag is coming from. You're looking at somebody with an amazing God that can do everything that you need. We just need to learn how to tap into it. We need to learn how to say, you know what, I'm going to take my moment and I'm going to step away for a sec because I need to have my moment with God so I can get my swag back. I don't know who's listening tonight that really, really, really needs a jolt in their swag. But this is for you. We all have a moment of disbelief or dissatisfaction or discomfort. We all have these moments. But in all of the moments that we have, we learn to stay rooted, stay grounded. And you have to start to pay attention. But I'm telling you, man, don't sleep on the ass. Because as long as everything was fine, as long as the donkey was the donkey, Balaam was still really blinded. It took the donkey to open his mouth, Balaam to have a conversation with the donkey, and then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes and allowed him to see the danger that he was in. For some of us right now, we're in danger, but the blessing of it is our eyes are closed, so you can't really see it. So really, truthfully, if there's a donkey in your life, you need to be able to not sleep on the donkey, because the donkey is probably going to thing that's going to be the thing that rides you out of the situation that you're in. I hope I said that right, because someone out there is trying to figure out what it is that they're supposed to be doing, but they don't want to actually focus on where they came from, or they don't want to focus on that thing that they don't really want anybody to know that really happened to them. And they're trying to live life as if it didn't happen, or they're trying to live life as if they're going to disregard that one thing about them that happened. That one moment where you were that ass, that one moment where you did something and it made you feel like the ass. You can't sleep on the ass. I'm telling you, we're learning things every day. But when you be able to go back and resonate to the moment where you were the ass, there's a lesson in that. There's a lesson in it. And if you aren't learning the lesson, what then happens is that you run back into that same situation again. You see it again, and you'll see it again. There's so many people that tell you about these lifetimes and how, you know, yo, they're telling you about the lifetimes and stuff, and they're telling you to get it together, and they're telling you that you need to do this and you need to do that. And what I'm saying is that in the process of it, when you do get it together, you do find the blessing. You do see where it's at. You do see how everything works out for you, for your good. But you have to thank God for your answers. You got to thank God for that moment where you were just wild, out there, whatever. Look at where you are today. Think of the message. Think of the lesson. And if there is not a message or a lesson, pay attention, open your eyes, and look around. I'm sure that he's sitting right there. If you are out there and you do not have a personal relationship with God to the point where if you were in a mess, if you were in a situation and something was to happen, if you don't have that relationship to know that God cares enough for you to come to where you are, to show up when you're on your way to doing what you're not supposed to be doing, and he loves you that much to stand in front of you, in front of your donkey, to let everything stop so that you don't go and make the mess of where you are, I offer you to meet Christ. I offer you to meet Jesus. What they say, Jesus is my homie. Why? Because he saved a wretch like me. That was me. I was an ass. I was one of the biggest asses. But I can say to this day that Jesus will ride my shoulders. I have calmed myself to the point where I will put Jesus can get on my back any day of the week, and we will ride and we will walk and we will go wherever we need to go, and I will bring him into everybody's city so that you will be able to see that where you are right now is only temporary, because the minute that he comes in, things get better. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are that's out there that doesn't have that relationship, but I'm letting you know that God came through tonight on D-Block Church to let you know what up, what up, what up. Don't sleep on it. Please, God, don't sleep on it. But if you don't have that relationship, we do something at Purpose Kingdom Network. It was called the Call of Salvation. And you literally just have a heart-to-heart conversation with God. And you ask God to come into your life. And you ask God to come into your life and save you, clean you up, fix your crooked, straighten, like as they would say, straighten our crooked pieces. Mend me, make me new. Give me the opportunity so that I can become that blessing for the next, for someone else to be able to do it. And it goes into prayer. Father God, I come to you and I ask you to come into my life, save me, show me your way, not my will, but thy will. My new thing is your new thing. Come into my life and make me, cleanse me, fill me. If you said something like that on that terms of being honest, come clean, and being real, God respects that. God honors that and hears that. And I say, welcome to the kingdom of God. What we all need to do is we need to figure out where we stand with God. Where do we stand in the kingdom? So for some, we may even still be the ass. But for others, we've come past that. And now we are on our way, saving the next generation to come. Coming in contact with people that we may not ever know, ever see, but you'll be able to spread God's love, spread God's joy. And that is what it's all about. I want to thank you so much for listening. And if there are any callers, or if you are impelled to call, or if you want to tell me the ass moment that you had to the point where you didn't disregard it, you paid attention to it, and now you're standing on a different place, different plane, different field, I encourage you, 319-527-6091 is the number. I'm going to turn it back over to Chappie so we can get some announcements. And if there are any callers, we can take them at that time. Chad?
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We just bless and thank God for the word that has gone out this evening. You know, I've been sitting over here just the chuckling and the listening and the chuckling and the listening, because I just love the way that Sister Adrian phrases some of the things the way she said, if you was that. I'ma just say donkey, but she said, if you can be honest and look over your life, and you know what, if we are honest with ourselves, we can all find a time in our lives when we played that role. Amen. But we thank and bless God for the word that came out this evening. We thank and bless and praise God for Sister Adrian, Miss Understanding Island, and her ministry, D Block Church. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you, our faithful listeners, who have listened in to this, our 1,520th of Purpose Kingdom Network. We encourage you by faith, for those of you who have given your life to Christ this evening, to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until you do, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us. We will be broadcasting again on Monday evening. We will be broadcasting again live on Monday evening at 8:30 p.m. with For Real, with the For Real Ministry at 8:30 p.m. and its host, the Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox. You do not want to miss that anointed woman of God. 8:30 p.m., For Real with Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We're on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, www.p as in purpose, k as in kingdom, N as in network, pknradio.com, where God has blessed us to be able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. We are also able to reach out and get in touch with each of the individual hosts directly. Again, www.pknradio.com. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We are praying for you and praying with you. Sister Adrian, although you have many listeners, no one has pressed one, so the ministry is back in your hands.
Well, I appreciate all of the listeners. I see that we have listeners on our live stream as well. I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. And if there are any comments, you may put them in and we can see if we can get to them. Other than that, what I will say, there are so many people that just wanted to know what it was, because when you hear something that says, don't sleep on the ash, you say, wait a minute, what are they talking about? I need everyone to understand that what you thought it was everything plus some. Because there's so many people that we come into contact with every day and we disregard them. They are not a part of our everyday lives, so we don't see their value. We don't see their honor. We don't see who they are, where they are. We need to start to look deeper so that we can have the Spirit of the Lord open our eyes so we can see the dangers that we are in. So we can know that, oh, this is why this keeps messing up. This is why that person keeps showing up in my life at that moment. They're trying to get me not to go to the place where I'm trying to go. I'm not really sure why that was the word for the day. But I'm telling y'all, it started with the swag. Someone with an amazing God has a heck of a story. And that story, within that story, those are the moments where that ass was there. But we can't sleep on that ass, because it's in that moment is where God is using us. God is using your story, your situation. God is doing it for not you, for someone else. But he's using you. You've been the one called. You've been the one chosen. And if you listen to the podcast tonight, whenever you're listening to this, when you hear this, know that this was a word for you. But please go back and reevaluate and think about all of the ass that you're sleeping on. People acting silly. People doing just dumb stuff that you're not even paying attention to right now. Like right now, our children could be like put in a whole category and say, that's what they are. And I can come and tell you wrong. Pay attention to what God is saying. Our children are calling for something right now. Our children are in need for something right now. And we have that something that they need. But we have to be able to know that that's the part that we need to get to. That we need to go back and tap into that place where we're trying to sleep on and we're trying to act like it didn't never even existed, so that we can be better adults than where we need to be. So we're not going to talk about that moment where we did that dumb stuff that bumped our heads and made us look stupid. And like I said, that's where we find God. That's where you get the anointing. That's where your swag comes from. Someone with an amazing God has an amazing story. And as long as you keep your story to yourself, people are sleeping on you. Don't sleep on the ass. Let this be a message that you take forever. Don't sleep on it. Take advantage of it. If you see something and you know that you can speak on it because you've been there, that's the opportunity to take to speak on it because you've been there. Why is it that you're different? Why do you walk the way that you do? Who are you? But it's all about your swag, because you are somebody with an amazing God. And I need you to remember that. Until 2 weeks, I will see y'all later. Good night. Love ya.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.